Have you heard that federal investigations into nursing home COVID-19 deaths in New York and other states are being ended, but you're curious about? What about New Jersey? Well, guess what? Those investigations are continuing and actually advancing. We have families of residents who died from COVID-19 in the Menlo Park and Paramus Veterans Homes. They've begun to be interviewed by federal prosecutors. That's all part of the Justice Department's investigation into what was certainly a high death toll at those state-run facilities. These interviews come as the Justice Department confirmed in a letter dated July 23rd that the probe into the two homes was still active, and that was in spite of the agency's decision to drop what was a wider investigation that was focusing on the nursing home deaths in New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Families have also been interviewed in a whole separate investigation by the State Attorney General's office, by the way. Paramus and Menlo Park had 192 resident deaths along with two staff members. That was during the height of the pandemic back in spring of 2020. There was a third state veterans home in Vineland. They had 11 resident deaths. Poor decisions, questionable policies are believed to have contributed to those death tolls. This federal investigation was launched back in October by former U.S. Attorney Craig Carpentito and Eric Drebend, former Assistant Attorney General, who was in charge of the Civil Rights Division, in a letter to Governor Murphy, who said their review of publicly available information raises concerns the level of care was, quote, deficient. Of course, no comment from anyone connected to the governor, or certainly the governor himself, who at the time of the letter condemned the whole investigation as he called it a political stunt by the Trump administration, because it came so close to Election Day 2020, but the investigation is still ongoing, despite now that it's the Biden administration. Investigation being conducted primarily by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Newark. Interviews cover topics such as transferring residents throughout the facility and whether residents were tested for COVID. No explanation was given in the July 23rd letter from Deputy Assistant Attorney General Joe Gaeta to some Republican members of Congress as to why the Paramus and Menlo Park investigations were continuing while the others were coming to an end. You would believe they're seeing or finding or sensing something that made it worthy to continue with this investigation. NorthJersey.com had gotten a hold of emails not too long ago showed that the Paramus and Menlo Park managers were rather adamant that nurses, staff, vendors like ambulance crews were not to wear masks during the first few weeks of the pandemic. A series of penalties were even put together with the help of Murphy's office, by the way, for nurses who were taking masks from Menlo Park's home's stockpile without permission because, well, they had sense and were afraid of their lives and the lives of the patients. Over at the Paramus home, an inspection report found COVID-19 positive residents mingled in the dementia unit with others who awaited test results more than a month into the pandemic. Nurses' aides were wearing the same set of protective garb without changing as they went from patient to patient who were COVID positive or COVID negative, had tests pending. The janitor mopped the floor of room after room, underwear that stopped signs on the doors meant an infected person was inside. There are dozens of families suing the state over the deaths of their loved ones in these nursing home facilities. Their lawyers have been advised not to speak publicly about the matter. Privately, several were pretty relieved the investigation's moving forward, but still on the cautious side, though, whether it will bring about any actual accountability or change in better care. We have several family members who have already been interviewed by Bergen County and Middlesex County investigators. We're working on behalf of the State Attorney General. Questions were focusing on what they saw at the Paramus Menlo Park homes prior to the pandemic and the often chaotic interaction they had with their loved ones and staff at the height of the pandemic. Families also been interviewed in separate investigation by the State Attorney General's office, which convened a grand jury in Trenton, which requested documents from the homes back in October. I don't know whether the grand jury is looking specifically at the veterans' homes or more broadly at nursing homes all across the state.